Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning, 7-Eleven. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Today we got some clouds. Going to be a little bit cooler. Chance for some rain. High of 57. You know, they said that yesterday, and it was gorgeous out. Tonight, cloudy, more rain. Low of 44. Wednesday, cloudy, rain, and thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah. High of 60. Thursday, cloudy. Chance for some rain and thunder. High of 68. That's what we got. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Of course, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Oh, sorry.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good now. Maybe not.
Yeah?
There we go. I got it. Men love to stereotype women as mean girls and gossipers, but according to a new study out of the University of California, men gossip just as much as women do. Researchers found that both men and women spend an average of 52 minutes a day talking about other people, mostly people that they know. They also found that young people are more likely to gossip negatively about other people than older adults. You and I gossip in here all morning. We do it for 4 hours.
Yeah, we do. But it's just between us two.
Yeah.
We don't let it go outside the door.
We kind of gossip. Well, we gossip to the listeners.
A little bit, but that's our job. That's what a radio host is.
We're like hairstylists. Just gossip.
And I got.
Did you hear what Janice did?
Do you ever go to like a, I go to a barber now.
Yeah.
You know, we have manly conversations.
Oh, growing up, the salon that I used to go to way back in Wisconsin when I was a young man. It's a bunch of chatty Cathys over there. That's all it was.
Used to go to a salon, too.
Yeah.
A lot of gossip.
A lot of gossip.
And they try to dig it out of you.
Yeah.
You know, so what's so-and-so doing? How have they been? I haven't seen or talked to them. And this, like, no, I'm not going to disclose any information that you don't deserve to know.
You know, I don't think gossip is a terrible thing. If you let it go too far, but I think it's also kind of cathartic.
Here's why it's
to kind of gossip.
I disagree, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because if you gossip, you think it stops there. Uh-huh. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't. You say one word, that word that you said is now ammo for that person who tried to get you to talk.
I gossip with you every morning.
I know. But I don't turn around and say, hey, listen to what Brock said.
You're a real chatty Cathy.
This is what Brock said about you.
There's certain people you should not gossip with, and you learn real quick, because when information gets out, and you're like, wait a minute, I only told you that.
Here's the rule.
And they go gossip.
Here's the rule. And I abide by this rule, especially in this building. You know why? It's because it's our job to gossip.
That's
here.
Right. That's right.
They should call it, the gossip radio building.
Well, and two, everyone knows my rule with me. If you tell me something, I'm going to go on air and say it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Kiki knows this. I have an open door policy.
So if you're
open gossip policy.
If you're at your work and somebody's gossiping to you, just nod your head. You know, don't give your 2 cents, because if you give your 2 cents, that's ammo for that person when they tell the next person.
You know what you say is you say,
well, Brock agreed.
Why don't you shut up, Karen? That's what you say.
Absolutely.
Karen, shut up.
Or do it just like me and just nod. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 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 Eventually, they'll just like realize, oh, yeah, he's not going to say anything. He wants me to just end this.
Mm-hmm. And then you go tell someone what they said.
Yeah. No, you don't do that.
That's what you do. That's what you do. Hey, speaking of gossip, there's hot gossip going on over in England.
Yeah.
There's a new baby.
Oh, I'm very excited to announce that Meghan and myself had a baby boy early this morning. A very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well.
Oh, it's a royal baby.
They had their baby, Meghan and Harry. Had a little, probably a little ginger. A little ginger baby. This baby will never have to work a day in its life.
No.
Fantastic. Yeah. People are already bowing down. Like, people bow to the baby. It's a royal baby.
You know,
they have to bow to a little
baby.
Poopy diaper baby.
Right. Baby doesn't know what the hell's going on. Who cares? It's another baby. You know how many babies are born a day? Why just because you're a king and queen, it's such a big deal?
Well, it's a big deal for them over there because it's royalty. But honestly, there's so much. And hell, we're talking about it now. But I do think, like, the royal wedding, like, people lose their minds over here about the royal wedding. Folks, we left there for a reason. We were done with their crap. We didn't want to have a king or a queen. And now they got royal babies.
I wonder what was most more talked about. That baby or the giraffe baby?
I think the giraffe baby at this point. But that was an ongoing thing. Like, this had just kind of happened. Like, we knew she was knocked up. And then it was like, oh, the baby's here.
You just popped it on.
Here's what I think.
What's the name of the baby?
I don't know. Prince Baby? Baby Prince? It's a boy. It's a little baby boy.
I name him Prince Ali.
Prince Ali? I don't...
Ali Ababa.
I don't think that quite... I mean, they can name whatever they want. Maybe they will. I don't know. Just name him Prince.
Yeah.
The baby formerly known as Prince. Here's what I think of the baby.
I'm telling you, that baby could be the star of a show called Babies I Don't Care About.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WI.